You're listening to this headline. You just clicked on it. This is Unnews. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Unnews Secret Headquarters. Just as this article's headline predicted, you clicked on it, and are actively listening to this article right now. Now you're listening to this very sentence. At this point, you're amused by the concept of this joke, but are skeptical as to how it can continue for more than just a few sentences. But, according to High Place sources, your skepticism is quite valid. While many would have stopped listening by now, you are still here. Your eyes are moving left to right across the screen in time with what I am saying, and then dropping down after each line, much like the little spaceships in the video game Space Invaders, which incidentally, you used to play as a kid. Your English reading and listening skills are being put to the test right now, but it's a breeze for you. Your first grade elementary school teacher added, quote, "You were a great student and mastered reading at an early age. Although, strangely, they did say that you didn't listen a lot, which is funny, because you're actually paying more attention to me than the article's words on the page in front of you." The latest Wire reports you are now saying that you're sitting at home, but CNN is reporting that you are, in fact, at work. You're the only one that can clear up this confusion. Currently, we are offering 5-to-1 odds that you're at work, and 10-to-1 odds that you're at home, and 15-to-1 odds that you're in jail. Meanwhile, you were wondering why this article seems to repeat certain words a lot, but then you realized there are no synonyms for the word you. This article is intriguing you because it is written in a second-person perspective, much different from the first-person or third-person narratives you have previously encountered in your reading and listening career. The personal attention given to you in this article is pleasing, yet a little scary. It's okay. Let this self-referential report soothe your senses. And don't let the self-referential sentence blow your mind. Since you are currently visiting a wiki site, you may be tempted to fix the spelling mistake in this passage, or indeed attempt to contact me and correct my speech. But you will refrain from doing so, because the mistake is intentional. And I don't want you to talk to me. In an ironic twist of fate, fixing the typo, or indeed trying to contact me, would be an act of vandalism on your part, and would also probably slap you with a restraining order. This also makes you wonder how, if at all, you will be able to listen to this article via podcast. Not paying me enough, damn it. It is uncertain whether you have yet looked at the picture to the right-hand side of this article, or if you have indeed contemplated downloading any of our podcasts. But it is almost certain that you looked at it after reading the previous sentence. As the strange article nears its conclusion, you are wondering why you wasted the past few minutes of your life listening to me and reading it. Yet apparently you must have enjoyed or at least been captivated by it, since you are still listening and possibly still reading it at this very moment. Now, you are listening to the very last sentence of this story, eager to return to Unnews at a later time for slightly more exciting reports. This has been Unnews. I'm Oliver O'Reilly. Thank you for listening.